So, Amelia was fast asleep one winter's night. And then she heard a sound. But it was only very subtle. So she went straight back to sleep. It wasn't really enough to wake her up. Then the sound came back again. It was a jingling of some bells. She just woke up a little bit. The jingling stopped. She went straight back to sleep. Well, Amelia did like to sleep, and it would take a lot to disturb her. So she went straight back to sleep, and then all of a sudden the jingling got louder. She thought, well, I'd better investigate. And she sat up, opened her eyes, and there in the corner, her lovely wardrobe was coming alive again. And she looked and she saw not one light, but one light, followed by another light, followed by another light, followed by another light, followed by another light. First it was blue, then it was green, then it was orange, then it was purple, then it was golden, then it was yellow, then it was white. And then it was every colour of the rainbow, one after the other. She could see coming from the front. So she went up to the cupboard, she went up to the wardrobe, opened it, and there at the back was the tunnel as usual. But the lights kept changing colour. She thought, that's very strange. So she put on her slippers, because she was cold, and her dressing gown, and she walked through the back of the wardrobe, through the tunnel, with these kaleidoscopic lights changing all the time. And as she was coming to the end of a tunnel, she saw a door in front of her. And all the multicoloured lights were coming from the other side of the door. So she opened the door and she walked in. And instead of going somewhere, she was in another room. But in this room, there wasn't one door. There were 10 doors. And every door had a different colour coming from the bottom and the sides. She looked to the right. There was a golden one, and a green one, and a yellow one, and a blue one, and a pink one. And she looked to the left. There was a red one, an orange one, and a brown one, and two other colours that I can't seem to remember. But she saw them all there.
Actually, you forgot. White and black.
Well, there was no black, but there was white, and there was another colour, but I can't remember what it was.
I can remember that for you.
Thank
orange.
You. Orange. Fine. So she saw orange, which I think we had on the other side, but never mind. She thought to herself, what am I supposed to do now? And then she had a voice that was only in her head. It was nowhere else but in her head. And the voice said, open me. She thought, what? Open me. And then she had another voice in her head. Open me. And then another voice, open me, and another voice, open me, until she had 10 voices in her head saying, open me, open me, open me, and they were all saying, open me. And she realised, because she's a clever girl, a bit like Talia, that the doors were all talking to her, one after the other. Very curious. And then, all together, open me. And she said, okay, you know what, I'll open you. And she went to the first door, which was orange. She opened the orange door. And inside, there were 1,000 trees with oranges hanging down from the branches. 1,000 trees! How did she know there were 1,000 trees? Because they were numbered 1 to 1,000, and she could see the numbers. She started on the right, and there was number one, there was number two. And as far as the eye could see, she could see numbers. And then when she came right back to the left of her, there were 999 and 1,000. And that's how she knew there were 1,000 orange trees. And all the oranges were bouncing up and down and jingling, because in the back of this huge room, somebody was playing music. It was beautiful music like she'd never heard. And the oranges were bouncing up and down in time to the music. And then she had another voice in her head. Eat me. And then another voice. Try me. Then another voice. Drink my juice. Then another voice. Peel me and eat me, please. And all of a sudden, all of the oranges on all of the trees were asking her to be eaten. And she heard the sound getting louder and louder and louder. There was more and more noise from all of the oranges until she said, stop, please. All of a sudden, the music stopped. The oranges stopped bouncing up and down. And everything was still. And all she could hear was a gentle breeze. And she said, I'm sorry. She said, I could not eat 1,000 oranges. But then she realised it's not 1,000 oranges, it's 1,000 trees. On each tree there's 100 oranges. She said, in my whole 100-year lifetime, I could never eat 100,000 oranges. But thanks for the offer. And then all of a sudden, there was another sound. All the oranges together said, oh. Can you imagine what it sounds like to have 100,000 oranges all saying, oh, all together? And she said, look, I'll try one orange for now. And then all of the other oranges said, yay, she's going to eat us, she's going to eat it. She said, no, I'm going to eat one. And if I like the taste, we'll see. So the orange she picked and said, I'm going to eat, was in her hand going, yeah, 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 yeah. And all the other oranges, all together, said, oh. And so she just ignored them. And she peeled this orange. And every time she peeled another piece off, the orange said, yeah, 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 yeah. And she peeled the orange one piece at a time. And she took one slice of the orange. She smelt it. Oh, my word. What a beautiful smell. In fact, she'd never smelled such a beautiful orange smell in her whole life. And she put the slice of orange on her tongue. Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful taste. Just that combination of smelling and tasting was just the sweetest, sweetest orange she'd ever tasted. And as she bit down on the slice, all she could hear was, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, thank you, 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 thank you. She says, okay, thank you. I'm thanking you. You're thanking me. I'm thanking you. This is the tastiest orange. I must admit, I didn't know oranges could taste this beautiful. And as she swallowed the last bit of orange, she could hear going down into her tummy, yeah, 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 yeah. So, boy, did she make that orange happy just by eating it. And so the next orange along said, can you eat me now, please? And then the third orange said, can you eat me now, please? And before she knew it, all the oranges in that tree were saying, can you eat me, please? Can you eat me? Can you eat me? And then suddenly, 1,000 trees, 100,000 oranges, minus one, were saying, please eat us. She said, all right, I'll have another orange. Yeah. All the oranges joined in until she picked one. And when she picked one, that second orange went, yeah. And all the other oranges said, oh. And then Amelia had an idea. She said, okay, my new friends, I agree. You are the tastiest oranges I've ever tasted in the whole world, in my whole life. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take you all back with me to my world. And then I'm going to offer all of you to all the hungry people in the world. How about that? And you never believe what all the oranges said. And so, Alice started picking the oranges one by one. But she only had one little basket. One orange, then another orange, then another orange. But as she put the oranges in, they were getting smaller and smaller and smaller. The more she put oranges in the basket, the faster she picked them, the smaller the oranges got as she was dropping them into the basket. And so, she couldn't believe how fast she was getting. She did the first tree, then the second tree, then the third tree. And then within 1 hour, all of the oranges, that's 100,000 oranges, minus two, were in her basket. But they were so tiny. They were all the size of a grain of sand. And she took them in the basket, put the lid on the basket.
What's a grain of sand?
Sand, like you see on the beach.
One piece.
One tiny little grain of sand. That's
one piece.
Well, yes.
Oh my God, that's
very small. But these are magic oranges.
It's actually smaller than a fairy. No, fairies are actually bigger than that. Fairies are that big.
Absolutely.
And sand is that big.
Oh my God. Do you want to hear the rest of the story?
Yeah.
And so she lifted the basket up. She couldn't believe it. She was lifting 100,000 oranges in this basket. But it was a magic basket and there were magic oranges. So there were all this grain of sand. And she lifted it as lightly as a feather. And she took it with her. And she closed the door behind her. And all of the other doors were still with their other colours. But that's for another day. And she took the oranges back to her bedroom into the magic cupboard. And then in the morning, she went down with a basket to her mummy and daddy. She said, Mummy, Daddy, I've got a basket full of magic oranges. And mummy and daddy said, they looked at him, they said, but darling, all you've got is a bit of sand in here. Amelia said, no, go and smell it. So daddy put his nose over it. Mummy put her nose over it, and they both said to Amelia,
how is it going to grow though?
I'm coming to that. Said Amelia, they said, how did you get this sand smelling like oranges? Amelia said, it's not sand, Daddy and Mummy. These are from my trip in the magic wardrobe. I went through the orange door, and she told Mummy and Daddy all about all of the sound from all of the oranges and how they tasted and how they smelt. And Mummy and Daddy said, yes, I must admit, they smell amazing. But how are we going to taste it? And Amelia said, I've got an idea. Daddy, yes, I want you to put your head over the basket, yes, smell the oranges, smell the sand, yes, and then I want you to say, I'd love to try one of these oranges. So Daddy did just that. And as he did it, suddenly the strangest sound came from the basket. It was 100,000 grains of sand, but they're orange colours. And they were shouting, yeah. And she said, Daddy, just take one of these grains of sand in your hand. And Daddy took one of the grains of sand in his hand. and say, Amelia said, Daddy, just say, I would love to eat you, please. And Daddy said, I'd love to eat you, please. And suddenly, the grain of sand grew to the size of a normal orange. And there in his hand was the sweetest and loveliest orange waiting to be eaten. And Daddy said, I'd like to eat you, please. And the orange said, yeah. And so Daddy quickly opened the orange and ate it. And Amelia said, Daddy, I said to the oranges that we were going to feed the whole world, whoever's hungry, with these oranges. Can you help me? Daddy said, yes, let's take them right now. So they went to the airport and put a spoonful of the sand on every plane to every country in the whole world. And then, with instructions that when it gets to the country it's going to, people just needed to say, can we eat you, please? And then the newspaper the next day said, amazing miracle happened. In every country in the world where there are hungry people, there were 1,000 oranges appeared and they were singing, please eat me, please eat me, please eat me. And all of the hungry people in the whole world managed to have at least one of these incredibly sweet oranges like nothing they'd ever known before. And so Amelia had managed to feed all of the hungry people in the whole world.
Wait. That is going to be 9 more tails.
It's possible. Why don't we finish this story first? Okay. And that is the story of Amelia and the magic oranges.
Can you ask Mummy to give me a hug?